So he did, and he pulled it out, but he knew it was not enough. He couldn't make out, you know, for paying taxes. So he started the cross-country business, you know, up there.
In 69?
No, 69.
Yeah.
He took over, and in that time, mm-hmm. after that, he started this cross-country. And and he pulled it out of the red. But he knew it was not big enough, and he wanted to enlarge or change the house, or I forgot what he wanted to do. But he had some blueprints already, and to change it. And in 1980, then the house burned down. Nobody knows really, probably through the, we had a baking shop, you know, a baking stove in the cellar, and maybe somebody left the gas on, and we don't know, all of a sudden the whole house was in flames. Hmm. It was 10 below zero. I was in the Pacific.
You were in the Pacific.
Yeah, and it must have been horrible, you know.
Yeah, I remember reading
about it. And mother had to escape through the ladder on the back, and we had an old lady as a secretary, and she noticed that mother lived in the wing, you know, that some, and she too, there were white stuff flying around in her room, and she woke up, and she realized the house was burning. She woke up mother, and they went down the back stairs, and another lady, also over 90 years old, a friend was playing cards with mother the night before. She wanted to go home, but mother persuaded to stay. So she had to climb over that thing. And they said, all of a sudden, a big man appeared, and he carried these two old ladies over the fire ladder down. I say it was an angel. and then Johannes decided to rebuild. And then in 84, he asked me to come home to celebrate the opening of the lodge, you know, and it was really touching how many people from Stowe, you know, had helped in the fire. So the first evening was people were invited from Stowe who helped in the fire. And then the second night, people were invited who helped to rebuild, you know. The first night, there were the firemen up, you know, invited, and the people who took the guests in it that night, you know, in the village. I mean, it must have been fantastic. One man was killed, you know, was burned, because he was out and he went back in again. If he had stayed out, he could have been saved. But it's amazing, you know, it was full house, 10 below zero, 20 below zero. And, I mean, this man could have stayed out. You don't go back into a fire. And so, you know, and the second night was for the people who rebuilt it, and the third one who helped. And then, I forgot, five nights we celebrated. But that night in the fire, it really showed how helpful the people in the village were, you know, to open their hotels and inns, and to take the people in who stayed in our place.
Yeah.
So that was but Johannes could tell you more about the fire, because I was not there. I can only tell you, you know, what. I was on a boat, and when I came back into the harbor, I got a letter from a nun in Port Moresby telling me how sorry she is that your house burned down. I said, our house burned down? You know, I couldn't believe it.
Mm. Yeah. Fine.
For Johannes, it was hard because, you know, it was his home. I mean, he grew up in that house, you know, and so that was for him probably the saddest. And he had just tried to improve it, and, you know. Well, then he built up that big thing. So, you know, they say already, you know, and if you have a business, it's either keep it very small or very big. But in the middle, you don't make out.
So he rebuilt the lodge, and then the business mushroomed.
Yeah. stay too much. What you would have to go to the different families, you know, like Lolly up there and my sister here and my brother down there, because most of the family is settled here now.
They came from Stowe to Waysfield then?
Yeah, yeah. My brother, you know, he couldn't make out with the family in the family up at Stowe, you know. He used to run the farm and the cows, but, you know, it was not profitable enough. And then he sang with us, and all this money went into the house and taxes and round, you know, so there was not much left for him. So he decided he has to do his own, and he bought this farm down there. Maybe you should come back some other time.
Yes.
Because this is a going on, you know, like Christmas, we had Christmas, we celebrate Christmas in the evening before Christmas Day, and we light the Christmas tree with real candles and then read the gospel, you know, one of the smaller ones. Johannes always had to read the Christmas gospel, and we sang Christmas carols, you know, and that was in the family. And when we had guests in the house, we invited them for this thing, and then the presents were already wrapped, like every this is a modern thing, in Christmas paper and ribbons. And so then we gave out the different gifts also for the staff, you know. So that, and then we sang, then we would go to midnight mass, and we would go with the candles through the house singing a song, you know, which is really inviting the shepherds to come to the stable, you know. And we used to go through the house with the lanterns and wake up the people with that song, you know, to come to midnight mass, you know. This is what we did. And the Christmas Day is then just looking at presents, you know. But we gave the presents the night before, but in America you do this in the morning, right? Yeah. And then of course we had the Advent wreath, which was had four candles, you know, and for every Advent Sunday we lit one another candle. Well, I tell you something, it was such a custom that nobody thought anymore what the meaning of all this is, you know. And I cannot tell you the real meaning. You would have to look in Mother's book around the year with the Trapp family. There are lots of customs in there, but also customs which we never did. But we had songs for every season, you know, for Christmas songs and Easter songs. And
well, now this song you said you sang.
Yeah, Hirten auf um Mitternacht. Yeah. So, but they don't do this anymore because they, you know. I mean, things change and the American custom moves in, and some things you cannot do in a small family. You know, we were always a big family, so it was different. We could always sing. And we were always available. You know, that was the fantastic thing. Another choir you have to call in from different places. But we had it in the family. We could sing anytime, any songs that were opportune, you know.
Has that continued at all amongst the grandchildren, or?
No. My sister-in-law, Erika, my brother's sister, she's from Austria too, and she, you should go down, because her house looks very Austrian, you know? She has all this stuff around, and and they.
Now, is she Bernie's mother?
Yeah.
And which brother?
Werner. Brother Werner. He If you go down Palmer Hill Road, you continue on Crossroad, and there is a red house set in further. You know, there's a long driveway, and at the end is a red house, and this is where he lives now. But the farm he bought is this farm down there. You would have to turn right at the bottom of the hill, turn right. And there's Toby with his greenhouse now, and Martin, he inherited the farm, and he milks the cows and has sheep. And he's the farmer who hangs on to the farm as long as he can, as long as the government allows farmers to exist. But his sons are very practically, you know, I mean, his son, youngest son, jacked up the barn and put in a new stone wall, and the barn is straight ever since. You know, it's the big barns, they start getting like this, and he put in, I don't know, they're very, very talented. But this is the sort of the only proving inheritance of Austrian life, or, you know. And Erika, she's the only one who still wears the Austrian outfit. Not all the time, but, you know, once in a while. So, you know, I really don't know how much Austria is left, except us who...
Well, yeah, and...
You see what I mean? It's very hard to pinpoint what is Austrian. I play the accordion with Austrian music, but we don't come together. You know, so my oldest brother died, two of my sisters died. One was an alto, one was second soprano, she sang with me, and then mother was the alto, so we cannot come together to sing our old songs anymore. But the nice thing was that when we opened the house, the new house, we invited as many people from the music camp as we could remember or find out the addresses, because everything burnt, you know. So we still had quite a few people from the camp to help us celebrate. And they knew still that there were altos among them, so we could sing for 2 hours. You know, madrigals, church songs, name it, and we could sing it. And then, of course, the ones who were sang with us in the concert, you know, this, you know, there were three of them who sang, so we could sing our songs because we sang them by heart, and they still knew it. So that was a real nice thing, but I cannot say this is typical Austria.
Yeah, no.
You see?
Right, and I guess my question, and you've already sort of answered that, but the grandchildren have become American, really.
Yes,
and,
yes, yeah. I mean, they all married Americans, the second generation, so after us. So, you know.
And
they speak German. Werner's children speak German. Lolly's daughters, no. So, you know, you will find more Austria down there. But what is Austria?
Exactly.
You know? I mean, you have to talk to people, and you have to feel that us. And the fact that they still speak German, you know, and they spent some years or some months in Austria, in Salzburg, you know, with my sister who moved out to Vienna after she married. So it's very hard. What can it, you know, except that everybody is very talented in manual, you know. Manually, my brother is weaving now, and he did silver work, and these things he's still doing. You know, he's making carpets, and he spins his own wool, and he weaves with his own wool, and he crochets. This is his work. He's doing this, you know, and And so, and they are very handy on the farm, you know. Martin is very talented in mechanically, and so they all are good with their hands, which is maybe an inheritance from my father. My mother too, and we all used to, Erica knits like mad, and my sister too. But I really wouldn't know what is typical Austria.
Well, I think the point is that things have changed, and
yeah. So everybody's doing now his own thing, you know, so different things. My sister paints, you know. And I can show you a picture here. But most of my pictures I have from her. Oh, wait a minute! I have something in here. But you see, all of a sudden Austria realizes that we exist. You know, and now this movie comes over. At the same time, this Austrian movie. This was an Austrian interview.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. So they all of a sudden they want to know what is the truth about us. It's strange. The Austrian embassy is interested in my sister's paintings, and I make these cards, you know, and they blew them up in the pictures. Now they make an exhibition in the Austrian embassy. There's another movie outfit in Los Angeles who wants to make another movie. Continuation when we from Sound of Music, you know, when we arrive in the States, what happened in that time, you know, but they want to play us. Okay, now they are interested all of a sudden in us. You know, we live here like on an island. Nobody cares about us, and all of a sudden you come and want an interview, and it is so strange, you know, that all of a sudden people want to know, maybe before we die, what happened.
Well,
so I don't know if I gave you all that there is, but if you want to come back, you're welcome.